paragraph yud. V'alkein betchilas mitzvas mila shenitna liAvraham, alkein nimoel miyad yishmoel shehu ben homa b'chinas eved, v'hu nimoel koidem liYitzchak shehoyo harishon shenimoel lishmoina. Now we'll understand why when Hashem first introduced the mitzvah of mila into the world by Avram Avinu, when Hashem instructed Avram Avinu to have a bris mila and to give the bris mila to all members of his household, Yishmael, who is the ben Hashifcha, the ben Hagar, he got the bris mila first before Yitzchak Avinu. He was 13 years old at the time. He was the first one, and only afterwards was Yitzchak Avinu born, and Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to have a bris mila on the eighth day. Because just like we have a rule always that the shell, the husk, always comes before the fruit. The person wants to eat an orange, and whatever it is, the first thing you make contact with is the klipa, and then you connect with the fruit. So too, when we want to conquer the fruit, we have to first break the klipa. We have to first take off the klipa, remove the klipa. And by removing the klipa first, by doing that, we're able even to conquer the holiness that's found within the klipa itself. Not only this, there's a few issues here. There's removing the klipa from the fruit. The fruit is kedusha. The klipa is tumah. We're trying to remove, to take off the klipa, to detach it from the pri, so that the pri can have its complete hatzlacha. That's number one. And number two, Rav Nosson Zal says, we want to even conquer and remove the holiness that's found within the klipa. Because even within the klipa itself, there is a hidden kedusha. This will also explain why before the Yidden conquered Eretz Yisrael, they first conquered some land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eivar HaYarden, it's called. The land of Sichon and Oig, which isn't part of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael at all. That's this concept that we've mentioned many times. That's this Klipas Noiga, where it's outside, just like there's Shabbos, and Shabbos is surrounded by weekday, but the Yidden have the ability to take some of weekday and convert it to Shabbos by lighting candles early on Friday. And by keeping Shabbos a little longer, we take part of the weekday. Weekday is Tumah. Weekday is not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it's Friday. You can't fool me. This is Friday. This is Sunday. The Yidden have a koyach to take part of Friday and make it into Shabbos. Part of Sunday and make it into Shabbos. That's that klipas noiga that can go either way. So too Eretz Yisrael, which is Bechina Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael has its klipas noiga. That land that's right next to it, that land of Sichon and Oig, Eivra Yardim, that was klipas noiga. And the Jews had the ability to conquer that first. First they had to conquer that before they could go in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. This corresponds perfectly with the fact that Yishmoel had the bris mila before Yitzchak Avinu. Because all of this is perfectly connected. First, they conquered that holiness that was hidden inside the klipa itself, in the gufa klipa, be'eis sheshovru haklipa hakoidemes lepri, when they were breaking the klipa, which precedes the fruit. The fruit is the actual kedusha. V'achar kach, once you've done that, once you addressed the klipa, and in the klipa itself, you were able to take out the good, You were able to remove the good and get rid of the bad. You were able to succeed with the klipa itself. Then you're ready to conquer the pri, to take over the pri, to conquer the kedusha itself, Shehi Eretz Yisrael. Ki kvar nichno haklipo legamri, because the person succeeded in subduing, in defeating the klipa totally, vohitziu chius hakedusha mimeno kanal, by extracting that holiness that was found in the klipa that was keeping it alive. We took out its battery, in a sense. We pulled out the battery from the klipa. Now the klipa's dead, defeated totally. Now we take that battery plus the fruit itself, which is the kedusha itself, and now we have a complete package. Now we have the whole thing. That's the whole concept of Geirim, we said. You have the Jewish people who are holy. You have non-Jews who are not chutzlar, it's not unholy. And then you have this ability to take those goyim who are bechinas klipas noiga, and by bringing them into, when they come and join the kedusha, that elevates the kedusha, that gives the kedusha the ability to reach its highest high. V'alkein b'nei Godu b'nei Ruvain hoyu oivrim chalutzim lifnei achayim. And this is why the b'nei God and b'nei Ruvain were the chalutzim. They were the pioneers. They were the ones who went first, before the rest of Klal Yisrael, to lead the battle in Teretz Yisrael. And those originally, when they presented their agenda, that they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we have so much cattle and so much stuff, how about if we just stay out here? Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you bums, you're lousy, you're just like the other guys from before that didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, how dare you? They said, chas v'shalom, nothing like that. We're coming in, Teretz Yisrael. We're going to fight. Of course we're going to fight. We're not going to fight. We're going to lead the battle. We're going to go in front. We're going to be the commandos. However, because of our matzav with our cattle and everything, it seems that the land of Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be big enough. What? Therefore, it seems we need to be out here. This is our place, Evra Yardin. But again, the question, what are they, crazy, nuts in the head? Picture somebody's being offered to live in Yerushalayim, to live in Tzfas, to live in Tel Aviv, to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, no, I'll just live right out here. I'll just live next to it. You would think they're nuts in the head. But the answer is, they had the ability to elevate that. Once they made the tikkun of that place, they elevated it to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tosfos Shabbos. That's the woman who lights candles early on Friday, or the person who keeps Shabbos late. It's Shabbos. What is Shabbos? It's not Shabbos. It's Friday. No, it's Shabbos. We have the ability to take part of Friday and make it Shabbos. All the laws of Shabbos apply to them, 100%. So they had the ability to elevate that to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kihem hoyolehem koyach yoiser lichboy Eretz Yisrael. These Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain and half of Manasseh, they had a better chance at conquering Eretz Yisrael than everybody else. Why? Shehem kvar hoitziu hakedusha shoyse blua b'toch guf haklipa atzma, because they had already succeeded in extracting the kedusha that was found in the klipa. This sichoin and oig was super klipa, super tuma. They were the strongest, most powerful kings of the Sidrachra just about at that time. By the fact that the Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain were able to defeat them and take over their land, meaning they were able to conquer the kedusha that was found in the land of sichoin and oig, once they won that battle, they were the best suited commandos. They had the best chance possible at conquering Eretz Yisrael, at wiping out these seven nations there and winning them. Once they had taken out the Kedusha, which was swallowed up within the guf of the Klipa, which is the Bechin of Eiver Hayarden, across the river, Vaydezeh Bekal Koivshim Guf HaKedusha. When a person does that, it's much, much easier for that person to conquer the guf of the Kedusha. A person who, like we said, a person who adds to Shabbos, a person who mekabel Shabbos early, they have a much better chance at receiving the Kedusha of Shabbos and being able to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos in the fullest sense, much more than a person who doesn't do that. A person who says, no, I don't have to add to Shabbos. It's enough. I don't have to be extra religious. Shabbos alone is enough for me. A person who does that, they don't realize that it's an uphill battle for them to feel the Kiddush of Shabbos and to really get the full benefits of Shabbos. Whereas a Jew who knows about this and is zoche to add this tois for Shabbos, to take a little bit on in front and add to the back, by doing that, by taking weekday, the person has the ability to make weekday into Shabbos, when Shabbos itself comes, that person is on the 90th floor. That person is much stronger, because if they were serious enough, if they were religious enough to want to take part of Friday and Sunday and make that into Shabbos, then when the Shabbos itself comes, for sure, they're taking that on with complete love and yahava and yira and everything. That makes it very easy for them to conquer the guf of the Kedusha, the essence of Kedusha, shahoisa begolus etzlam, which was in exile by those seven nations that were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, me'achar shegam etzem chiyusam kvar notlu mehem b'nei God b'nei Ruvain. Because these b'nei God b'nei Ruvain who defeated Sichon and Og, they had already taken away the Kedusha from them. Once they did that, it was a piece of cake. It was much easier for them to be able to go in and take what's really ours, to take Eretz Yisrael itself away from the nations that were there. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, he spoke about this topic and he said some beautiful, beautiful chidushim about this issue, about Sichon and Oig and God and Menashe. We know that a house, we talk about this many times, that the house is a place of Kedusha. The street is the opposite. Just like you have Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz, you have a Jewish home, which is a place of Kedusha. It's got Sforim, it's got Kashrus, it's got all thousands of things in it. It's got Tznius, all the different things that are in a Jewish home that's sanctified, that make it into a Mikdosh Mat, versus outside the home, which is the domain of the Sitrachra. When you leave home, you have to be careful, all kinds of things. That's one of the reasons why we said you have a mezuzah. A person kisses the mezuzah before going out as a protection. The mezuzah is the Shema Yisrael. I'm declaring my emun in Hashem, that before I go out to battle on the street, I want to connect with Hashem. And it's brought that the entranceway is usually narrower. The entrance to a room, the entrance to a house is always a narrow place compared to the room itself, whatever the room or the house itself. And it's brought as a pasuk, la pesach chatos roivetz, that at the entranceway, that's where trouble lurks. That's where the sin is, at the entranceway. And there's a lot of different explanations for that. When a person's about to enter into the Kedusha, that's when the Yetzirah tries hardest to try to defeat them, because he sees, the person's about to go into the Kedusha. So the entranceway is narrow. It's a concept of a tzimtzum. We know whenever there's tzimtzum, the Sitrachra is able to latch on to that. Tzimtzum means limitation, constriction, limiting the light. So it's brought that just like a house needs a mezuzah, Eretz Yisrael needed a mezuzah. What's the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael? These 2.5 shvotim, it's like such a strange number. When do you have the Torah using this cut? 2.5. You know, what kind of thing is that? We know that the shvotim are called shiftei ko, the shvotim of Hashem. And there are many explanations of that. It's that we see in the Chumash that Hashem put his name on each one of the Shvotim, Horuveni, Hashimoini, that hey in front and the Yud in back, which is Hashem's name, Shiftei Ko, they're called, Yud Hey. And it's brought, and Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we know, has 12 combinations. When you have four letters, and two of the letters are the same, the Heys, it's the same letter, you can make 12 different combinations out of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud hey vav hey, yud vav hey hey, you know, etc., etc. So it's brought that if you take yud kei vav kei, which is 26, 2.5 times 26 equals 65, which is the word mezuzah. 2.5 times 26, these 2.5 shvatim were 2.5 times Hashem, equals the word mezuzah. They were the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael, Kaviyochem. What about the Sichon and Oig? If you'll take a look at your mezuzahs, those who are sofers surely know this, or those people who buy mezuzahs, and look at what it says, you know that on the back of the mezuzah, there's these funny words, you know, these funny letters that it looks like, you know, most people aren't familiar with what those names are. There's Beis Vav, I'm sorry, there's Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. Chaf Vav, on the back of a mezuzah, it has Shin Dalet Yud, it has... And then in addition to that, which most people don't look at because it's usually rolled up, you don't see it, it has Chaf Vav Zayin Vav, then it has Beis Mem, blah, 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 something else, a long word, and again Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. These are actually names of Hashem, and the Chaf Vav Zayin Vav is the letters that follow Yud Kei Vav Kei. We know in the Hebrew alphabet, after Yud, you have a Chaf, after He, you have a Vav, after Vav, you have a Zayin, right? And after you have Vav. So Chof, Vav, Zayin, Vav is the letters after Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. That middle word is the letters that follow the word Elokeinu. We know in the Shema, you have Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, those three words, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, the letters in back of the mezuzah are the letters that follow each one of those letters. Those after Yud, after Aleph, and so on and so forth. These are also names of Hashem that are discussed in the Zohar HaKodesh, Arizal, those places. And the numerical value of those three names is Bigimatria, Sichon, Oig, exactly. Because these names of Hashem, this is the mezuzah, these are these 2.5 Shvatim. There is, just like Eretz Yisrael, at its doorstep had these two kings who said, ha 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 ha, they got through the desert 40 years, cute. Let's see them take us on. We're here now. Just when they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, here comes the last hurrah, the grand finale. We're gonna show them. And these two giants, Sichon and Oig, were giants. They were powerful and their countries were everything. They were sure that the Jews are never going to get past them. But they did, because they are super powerful klipos. They had tremendous koyach. But they didn't know that the Jews have this secret weapon called the mezuzah. And the mezuzah has the ability to counter the negative effects of the sitrachro. All their koyach, the mezuzah is zelu maseh. And that's what these 2.5 shvatim, they represented the spiritual power that can defeat, that can totally defeat and eliminate this sitrachro, even sichon and oig. That's why it's brought it afterwards. When Bilam and Balak saw that the Jews had wiped the floor with Sichon and Oig, that was when Balak got real scared. It says, Vayogor Moyov Mipnehom, that Moyov got very scared and he decided time to bring out the secret weapon, Bilam. Just like their tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole power is with his mouth. We're going to bring out our secret weapon. Hashem gave us somebody also whose power is with his mouth, right? Bilam Aroshon. So the Pasuk says there, Vayogor Moyov. Moyov, that Balak and his nation were frightened. They got scared. They were afraid when they saw what had happened to Sichon and Oig. It's brought that this word Yogor is Bigimatria Sichon and Oig. It's Bigimatria, those names in back of the mezuzah, those three names. Because that's what they saw. They saw that the Jews had won against them. Now it's all over. Now it's a clear path into Eretz Yisrael. Because if they were able to defeat Sichon and Oig, once the Jews show that in the Klipa itself, in Chutz Laaretz, Sichon and Oig, on their turf, they were able to wipe them out and conquer that land and make it, we're moving in. B'nai God move in, that became Evar HaYardim, that became part of Eretz Yisrael. That's Gerim, that's converts, that's Targum, like we said. You have Shnai Mikra Vechot Targum, that's Targum. Sichon and Oig is the Targum. When they saw that, that was when they knew that, wow, this is the now it's really serious. And that was when they brought out Bilam, Rachman al-Islam, who caused tremendous damage and harm. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to defeat him, Baruch Hashem, with Pinchas.